This is Today in History, August 15th. On this day in 1914, the Panama Canal officially opened as the SS Ancon crossed the just-completed waterway between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. On this day in 1945, in a pre-recorded radio address, Japan's Emperor Hirohito announced that his country had accepted the terms of surrender and ended World War II.
Here are the Beatles!
In 1965, the Beatles played to a crowd of more than 55,000 people at New York Shea Stadium. And on this day, in 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened in Bethel, New York. Promoters John Roberts, Joel Rosenman, Artie Kornfeld, and Michael Lang originally envisioned the festival as a way to raise funds to build a new recording studio and rock and roll retreat near the town of Woodstock, New York. The longtime artist's colony was already a home base for Bob Dylan and other musicians. And despite their relative inexperience, the young promoters managed to sign a roster of top acts, including the Jefferson Airplane, The Who, Sly and the Family Stone, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and although they didn't appear in the movie, The Grateful Dead, dairy farmer Max Yasker came to the rescue at the last minute, giving the promoters access to his 600 acres of land in Bethel, some 50 miles from Woodstock. Early estimates of attendance increased from 50,000 to around 200,000, but by the time the gates opened on Friday, August the 15th, more than 400,000 people were clamoring to get in. Those without tickets simply walked through the gaps in the fences, and organizers were eventually forced to make the event free of charge.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. The important thing that you're proving to the world is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children now older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music. And have nothing but fun and music. And I God bless you for it.
The day we went up the country. August 15th, 1969, as the Woodstock Festival opens on this day in history.